This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about an annual event that happens over in Manchester. And it's, of course, the Manchester Chicken Broil. I have with me, with the Manchester Chicken Broil, Jeff Mann. Jeff, it's good to have you with us on the program. Welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks.
And, boy, this has been going on for how many years now, Jeff?
This is our 72nd Manchester Chicken Broil.
Amazing.
It's a lot of years.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years. And a lot of good that has come out of the chicken broil, too, hasn't it?
Yes, that's what we're most proud of. We're all volunteers. Nobody gets any money out of this, and everything we have goes right back into the community.
Well,
a lot of great projects.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those projects, Jeff. I mean, there's been a lot of great things happen because of the funds raised from the Manchester Chicken Broil.
Yeah, so over our 71 years so far, in actual dollars, we've given away about $745,000. And if you convert that in today's dollars, that's about $1.4 million that's gone back into the community for things that normally wouldn't have got done.
Amazing. Amazing. Tell us about some of the things, some of the projects that have been done because of that money, Jeff.
So most recently, this year, we're giving some money to the Clager Elementary School for their greenhouse and gardening project. Last year, we had a pretty big year. We did the Manchester Area Senior Citizen Center, get their new center up and running and get that outfitted. We have in years past, if you ever heard of Chibro Park is the chicken broil park.
Yep.
The chicken broil did years ago. And this just a few years ago, we updated the pickleball, tennis courts, basketball courts. So that stuff's all brand new up there at the school. In the village, the school's got a lot of money. We've done a barn for the FFA program where they do some chickens and they do a lot of gardening in there.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the walking path through the village, the city now. We've done all kinds of things. The Historical Society we support. We've done all kinds of parks. The Manchester High School Band, we've done uniforms. We've given money to the Boy Scouts for their equipment and their program, the cemeteries, the fire department, lifelines. We like to do big projects.
Yeah.
So that it's something that we can point to and say, we did this.
Sure, sure.
We don't like to give away $500 here or $1,000 here. We want big projects. And if it takes us 2 or 3 years to pay for a project, that's fine with us because we want things that can be seen and get done.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and last for a long time then, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just amazing how much has been accomplished through the proceeds from the Manchester Chicken Broil. And, you know, kudos on doing that. That's just fantastic.
Yeah, so back in 1954, when we first started, the proceeds went for the fence around the athletic field, which is now Alumni Field, which we are still using, and the fence is still there. So
wow. So when they come,
projects live on.
Yeah, so, I mean, when they come to the Chicken Broil, that's where it's at. They can see that fence then, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can see the fence.
So, I mean, that kind of gives you an idea and gives us an idea, the good that comes out of the Manchester Chicken Broil and how much it's being brought back into the community from the proceeds that are made. And this is quite an operation that you have. I mean, after doing it for 72 years, you probably got things down to a science, don't you, Jeff?
Yep, everything runs pretty well. It's somebody likened it to a little ant maze when you have all these ants just running around like crazy doing things, but everybody has their job and they know what they're doing and things just get done.
About how many people are involved in putting this on, Jeff?
We've got probably the day of the broil, probably between 300 and 350 people that come down and help out.
Wow. That's
a big operation. We've got committees, all kinds of committees for just about everything you could think of.
Well, and you need to because of the fact this draws a lot of people every single year, doesn't it?
Yep, we're drawing probably around 7,500 people
Wow.
Is what we're shooting for. We had we did 10, 12, 14,000 years ago. COVID kind of really slowed us down, and we've been kind of slow to get back. Everybody is so busy anymore with kids and activities that it's hard to make a draw, but we have a great meal and some great entertainment and some things for the kids to do. So you won't find a better chicken dinner.
Absolutely. And they can not only eat there at the Alumni Memorial Field, but they can also have it to go too, can't they?
Yes. We've had a takeout line pretty much since we started. Back in 2014, we added the drive-through line. So instead of having to park and walk up and grab your dinners, you can sit in your car in the air conditioning and wait in line and grab your dinners without even having to get out of your car.
Now, I understand that's quite quick. I mean, you're able to serve how many dinners a minute through the drive-through?
We're doing a dinner probably about every second and a half.
Wow.
So
that's a whole lot.
we have assembly line for our takeout, and we've got a belt, and the guys on the line that put the box on the belt, and the motor takes it down, and everybody just puts their thing in. I guess we can thank Henry Ford for the assembly line, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And this was a good thing, huh?
Yes.
But also they were
Or if you want to eat on the field, you know, we've got, we all serve everything right there through the line, and you can go get your drink, and the people that eat on the field, we've got some tasty desserts too afterwards if anybody's interested.
Well, you mentioned about the entertainment, and there's nothing lacking there, is there, Jeff?
So we've got a live band. We've got a couple different bands that we rotate through to keep a little bit fresh. And then we've got a kids area where we've got a foam machine so the kids can run around and play. And we've added a bounce house in the last couple of years so mom and dad can sit back and listen to the band and the kids can go off and play and eat some ice cream.
There you go. Definitely a family event, Jeff.
Yes, that's what we've been aiming for.
Yeah. Well, let's get down to the nitty-gritty then, Jeff. This is going to be when and where, because as this airs, this is coming up this Saturday.
Yes, this will be Saturday, July 19th. We start serving about 4 p.m. and goes till about 7:30, or we run out of chicken.
Whichever comes first, right?
Whichever comes first, yes.
Yeah. And what is the cost for the chicken dinners, Jeff?
The chicken dinners at the gate are $15. You can buy them online on our website. It's ManchesterChickenBroil.com. They are also $15. Or we've got a lot of local merchants in town that are selling tickets. And those are $13 if you buy them pre-sale.
Now
it pays to get your dinner, your tickets early.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, if this is going to be the first time for someone to come to the Manchester Chicken Broil, tell us where Alumni Memorial Field is at.
So Alumni Memorial Field, we're basically at the corner of Wolverine and Vernon Street. We do have parking at Manchester Riverside School, which is at 710 East Main Street. You can park your car there, and they will shuttle you right down to the line to eat on the field. And then for those who are wanting to go through the drive-through, we use Dutch Drive, which goes past the new high school on the north side of town, comes down Hibbard Street and onto Duncan Street. And the nice thing about that is you drive right by the field, so as you're waiting in line, you can see the cooking getting done and everything happening on the field, and most importantly, you can smell the chicken cooking.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember you know being there for the past few years. That aroma of the chicken cooking is just magnificent, Jeff.
Yes. If you can't find us, just look for the smoke.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, once again, this is going to be Saturday, July 19th, 4 until 7:30 p.m. at the Alumni Memorial Field in Manchester. And again, tickets are?
$15 at the gate, and online, $13 pre-sale.
Okay. And to find out more, they can go to your website?
Yep, it's manchesterchickenbroil.com.
Okay, sounds good.
But we're also on Facebook, too.
Excellent, excellent. Is there anything that I've overlooked, Jeff?
Well, just besides the chicken that you get with your dinner, we have our secret recipe coleslaw dressing.
Oh, yes.
Which I think a lot of people come more for the coleslaw sometimes than they do for the chicken.
I remember that, yes.
But our claim to fame is the chicken, but the coleslaw is really, really close. We've got some radishes, we've got a roll of butter, potato chips, and a drink for that price.
Sounds
pretty. You're gonna get a half a chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a full chicken half. And it's just basted with butter. We don't put any other seasonings on it.
And it's so good, Jeff.
It's so good, yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, yeah, I was gonna ask you that about what the meal includes, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. So, yeah, I mean, you are getting a definite meal onto this for the price that you're having to pay. But also, just a reminder, this is going back to all those projects that you mentioned prior, going back to the Manchester community and doing so well and so many good projects there, too. So it's going to be worth the while to drive up to Manchester and just have a good time and enjoy some good chicken broil.
Chicken broil, atmosphere, talking to people. People come from all over the state. There's people that plan their vacations to come back to Manchester when the chicken broil happens so they can make sure they get their chicken dinner.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yes. And a lot of these guys that work at the chicken broil, some of them don't live in the area anymore, but they all come back because this is almost like a reunion time where you can see the people that you haven't seen. You might see these people just once a year at the chicken broil, but everybody just picks up where they left off, and just a great, great atmosphere.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, Saturday, July 19th, 4 until 7:30 p.m., the 72nd annual Manchester Chicken Broil. Jeff Mann, thank you so much for talking with us. We do hope people will put this on their calendars to make sure that they come up on Saturday to see you and enjoy some good chicken broil and a great, great meal.
Yes, thanks for having us. We do have our weather committee that has been established, so we got good weather coming, so we shouldn't have to worry about that.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. It's a good thing you got that there, Jeff. Hold them to that good weather, Jeff.
That's right. We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Jeff, thanks so much, and I really appreciate you talking with us here.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Jeff Mann with the Manchester Chicken Broil, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.